The Airdrie Tekmation Thunder Junior B hockey team's 2021-22 season came to an end February 23, following a 6-3 defeat to the Red Deer Vipers in Game 5 of the second round of the Heritage Junior Hockey League, HJHL, playoffs. Head coach Chad Moore said the Thunder's players were understandably disappointed in the dressing room after the February 23 loss. "There were some emotions flowing, and for the right reasons," Moore said. "The boys battled hard, worked their butts off, and went through some challenges we weren't really accustomed to. You can't really prepare for things that are unknown, but I thought we did a pretty good job reacting to situations and making the best of it." The Vipers overcame the Thunder in 5 games in their second round, best of 7 series, outscoring Airdrie 18-8. The win advances Red Deer into the HJHL North Division Finals against the Cochrane Generals. While the Thunder kept their series hopes alive with a 2-1 victory in Game 4 on February 22 at the Ron Ebbesen Arena, the Vipers proved too much to handle the following night in Red Deer. "It was a challenge, no doubt about it," Moore said. "The guys were pretty upset at going out 4-1 to Red Deer, but, the Vipers, are a good squad. We just came off on the wrong side." With hockey now over until the fall, Moore said the Thunder's coaching staff will start preparing for the team's end-of-season banquet and player award ceremony, which usually takes place in April. Once that has wrapped up, he said the coaches will start piecing together next year's roster, with an eye on summer skates in July and August, and tryouts in September. "We'll take some time to reflect, go over lessons learned, things we can improve upon, and then start thinking about the infrastructure for next year," Moore said. "We have a great returning group with a lot of core assets. Some of the players will fill leadership roles. We look forward to that and will take it day by day over the summer." 3 overage players are moving on from junior this season, according to Moore, including Luke Jensen, Brett LeGranger, and Corey Zink. "They're 3 big pieces of our team, and those are big shoes to fill," he said, adding Jensen has been the Thunder's captain for the last 2 years. "The guys look up to him and he influences everyone on and off the ice," Moore said of Jensen's impact. "There's obviously a gap to fill there, and it's a tough loss. Who he is as a person, primarily, is something we truly need. He's a great human being, hockey player, and presence in the dressing room, so that's a gap we'll have to focus on in the offseason." Jensen, 21, spent 4 seasons with the Thunder, and said he will miss the camaraderie he developed with his teammates while suiting up for his hometown's junior team. "It's kind of sad, the way it ended with that last game there," he said. "It kind of hits you that you're done your junior career. At the same time, I do want to get going with my life and start doing other things. It's kind of a good thing, while at the same time, it's sad. It's always been really good in the dressing room. Whoever is on the dressing room, everyone always gets along. It's always been great to be on the team." In LeGranger, Moore said Airdrie will miss his scoring ability and his willingness to work hard to grind out wins. LeGranger was previously the team's Rookie of the Year in the championship-winning 2018-19 season, after which he played 2 years of junior A hockey in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League with the Yorkton Terriers. He moved back home to Airdrie to see out his junior career with the Thunder and play alongside his younger brother Justin. In 17 games, the older LeGranger scored 6 goals and recorded 6 assists. "It was a tough year for him due to injuries and suspensions," Moore said. "It's just the style of game he plays. He's a hard-nosed hockey player who can put the puck in the net. We're going to lose some natural goal-scoring ability with his departure." Moore called Zink the team's heart and soul, adding the 21-year-old gives his all in every single game and practice. "He's very tenacious, and we didn't have a lot of that on the team this year, so the guys built off of what he brought to the table in practices and games," he said. "He has some fight to him, which is awesome, and that will be tough to fill next year. You always need someone like that, especially when it comes down to the playoffs and playing gritty hockey."